Well, my story started 30 years ago, actually. 18 years old, I was in Cornwall, and I found myself at the Savoy Hotel in London, which is about as far away from Cornwall as you get. I was a young man. I was doing well. I started off, you know, this was after doing 2 years City and Guilds training in Cornwall at the City College, and, you know, I thought I knew it all. Everything was going well until one fateful day when I was given just a bit more responsibility, and this was to prepare a consomme for just over 500 people for the London Evening Standard Awards. Now, a consomme is it should be a clear broth, bright, shiny, wonderful clarity. On this occasion, it wasn't quite what it should have been. It started off in the morning. I arrived at work 7 o'clock. The banquet wasn't until 7 o'clock that evening. If anybody's unfamiliar with the Savoy Hotel, it's a hotel steeped in history. Auguste Escoffier used to be one of the executive chefs on the turn of the century. It caters for royalty. Even the Queen Mother on that very year in 1986 opened up the kitchens, and there's not many kitchens that the Queen Mum opens up. So no pressure. Anyway, started the day, and this consomme was looking like it was okay. The idea is you have a cold liquid and you have some meat and some egg whites, and you slowly bring it up to a boil, and the protein in the egg whites grabs hold of all the impurities, and you should end up with a crystal clear liquid and this crust on top. It looks like a Guinness, in fact. This didn't happen. So, I go to see the second in charge, known as the sous chefs. I say to him, look, we've got a bit of a problem here. We really need to get it sorted. He has a go. So the whole process, you have to cool down this liquid. And it's not a small amount. It's 150 litres of liquid. You have to cool down quite quickly. And it was a bit reassuring, but he didn't manage to do it as well. And by this time, it was late afternoon, so we felt the need. We should probably tell Anton Edelman, the executive chef at the time. Anyway, Anton, being the professional that he was, he came in and ordered a good 5 kilos of dry ice to be delivered to the kitchen. And anything he did ask for was usually delivered quite promptly. He put this dry ice into this boiling hot stock to try and cool it down. And what followed was like a scene out of Bram Stoker going through the kitchen. Dracula. And this is a kitchen made up of over 40 chefs, you know, full board. It's just over 70 chefs. And what happened next, when it didn't actually work even then, and we had half an hour to go before, but ever the professional, Mr. Edelman, he managed to organise an alternative soup for 500 people. It was a clam chowder. there's quite a distinct difference between a consomme volaille royale and a clam chowder. One being this beautiful clear liquid and the other being creamy. Anyway, what followed after the soup left was probably, in today's standard, I've been Ramsied. You know, it was a barrage of verbal abuse that I've sort of got vague memories of. So you can imagine 45 Ramsies in the kitchen, really, with the other chefs as a young 18-year-old boy. And it was the point where, by the time the dust sort of settled, and I was walking back down to the change rooms, and one sous chef in particular, called David Sharland, came up to me and he said, "It's all right. You make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes." It was this act of empathy and sympathy. You know, as I sat down in the change rooms listening to the cockroaches around these old change rooms, you know, I had the choice. Do I empty my locker? You know, that's the easy way out. Yeah, go and find something else. But I actually came back the next day, and I continued working there, and I really enjoyed it, even though it was such a high-pressured, at most times, quite hostile environment, and that was quite alien to me as somebody from Cornwall, where everything's quite all right, my dear, you know. the smells of London, it was all very different. This really stuck in my mind, and I did come back, and I spent over 2.5 years at the Savoy. You had to, over 2 years, to get a reference. 20 years later, the only other person I've told this story is my wife. I'm coming to the end. We were in Padstow. We were having lunch at the seafood restaurant, and I saw across the car park when we came out was this distinctive walk, and it was Mr. Sharland. He was quite a determined sort of walk he had. And he said, "There's a job going at the seafood school." I said, "Oh, yeah, that sounds good." I said, "What do I have to do?" And he said, "Well, you have to cook something for Rick first, and then Rick Stein, And name drop just a little bit. And so I did. I cooked him lunch. We sat down. We had a chat. And we talked about food in general. And I got the job. And 3 years later, I carried on working. It was the most enjoyable time of my life. But it's just this act of empathy that's actually helped me in my career as a teacher. And that's just really poignant. Thank you.